While the recent rise in storm activity the past couple of weeks focused on the U.S. coast, USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says in the coming week,
we do have some optimism also for the nation's currently driest areas, really an area focused on the central Great Plains, all desperately dry.
One storm system is expected to arrive in the central plains region starting Thursday, yet should miss the dry winter wheat and pasture and rangeland areas. As for a second, stronger system next week across the Great Plains and into Canada,
anyone along and northwest of that storm track is going to experience cold conditions, heavy snow, and high winds.
Despite short-term delays and challenges, Rippey says longer-term benefits are expected for topsoil, pasture and rangelands, and winter wheat. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.